The question seems like a no-brainer. I mean, who wouldn't want to stop their taxes from going up? But is it good economics?
I think this amendment is much more to do about politics than economics.
Jeff Rosenzweig is an economics professor at Emory's Goizueta Business School.
No economic study has actually proven what its supporters claim, which is that it's going to attract business and create jobs.
In fact, Rosenzweig says businesses are attracted to states for a lot of reasons, like quality of schools and infrastructure. And he says you could improve those things and attract business by increasing the tax rate.
If they needed to do that after this amendment has passed, then they have to go and change the Constitution again.
Paige Pate is WABE's legal analyst.
And that requires another vote, obviously, in the legislature and then presenting it to voters again.
If the amendment passes, Georgia would be the first state to change its constitution to cap income tax. But a couple of states have passed similar measures. In the 70s, California capped property tax rates. Pate says as a result, schools suffered and other problems ensued.
A lot of people attribute the financial collapse that we saw back in the 90s in California to the legislature's inability to respond to economic conditions.
Georgia hasn't raised the income tax rate in over three decades. Martha Dalton, WABE News.